So yes, there is a wow factor as well, and that is one of many factors that were taken into consideration.
Mayor Brown calls it a strong and transformational proposal that would continue to reshape and develop downtown's waterfront. He says there was no one factor that led to the final selection of the Harbor Center, but admits it's unique. The Sabres would buy the city land for $2 million.
Not only be Buffalo's front door, but it's going to be our front door.
Sabres president Ted Black says this would be a first of its kind for an NHL team.
It'll be a very special place. It'll be a magnet for hockey players of all ages. And it'll also be Buffalo's new front door. It'll welcome more than 2 million combined visitors that come down to that area, come to concerts, come to games, come to skate on the canals, come to the summer concert series.
The Common Council must approve the land sale. Ellicott District Councilmember Darius Pridgen expects lawmakers to approve it.
Of course, I can't speak for my colleagues. They have to weigh in for themselves. But I would be very surprised, and I would wonder what the reason is for not supporting such a great proposal.
Two proposals were reviewed, the other submitted by Buffalo developer Carl Palladino. The mayor says Palladino was very gracious when he learned his plan was not selected. A March 1st groundbreaking is expected, and the hockey rinks could be completed by September of 2014. Eileen Buckley, WBFO and AM 970 News.